الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابي سود. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and opposite of that kufr, knowledge and ignorance, light and darkness, etc. In this ayat, Allah again encourages the non-believers to bring iman by reminding them and asking them to see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which is so manifest and so clear all around us. And by seeing the qudrat of Allah, a person can realize the existence of Allah, the qudrat, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, Alam tara, kya tu ne na dekha, have you not seen? أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء کہ اللہ نے اتارا آسمان سے پانی. That Allah Ta'ala has sent down rain from the skies. That rain is colorless, it is tasteless, and there is no smell in that rain either. And it falls onto the dead ground, ground that we trample upon, that we don't have any value for. We walk on it, we spit on it, and when we urinate on it, etc. On such ground, Allah says that water, which has got no color, no taste, no smell. But then from that, by the qudrat of Allah, فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا پھر ہم نے نکالے اسے میوے ترح ترح کے ان کے رنگ. Then we took out from that fruit which have got all different colors. And the fruit which are different colors, they are, for example, not only that Allah took out a banana which is different from an apple, but 150 varieties of bananas in the world. Then the apple again, not only an apple, but how many varieties? Grapes, how many varieties? All different fruit from that water that was tasteless, colorless, and no smell in it. And the ground that is regarded as useless, but from that see what Allah Ta'ala has taken out. Then it is not only the different fruit, different colors, and all fruit have got different smells in them. And then again, the effect of the different fruits are different. If grapes have got a different effect on a person, apple has got a different effect, banana has got a different effect. Who has done all this? We enjoy the fruit all the time, but don't we see the qudrat of Allah, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, first when you enjoy any ni'mat of Allah, think from where did this ni'mat come? How did Allah send it? Then enjoy the ni'mat and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for that ni'mat as well. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. اور پہاڑوں میں گھاٹیاں ہیں سفید اور سرخ, طرح طرح کے ان کے رنگ, اور بھینگے کالے. And Allah Ta'ala says, then in the mountains we have made, see the differences, the different valleys that we have made, and many mountains have got tunnels in them also, natural tunnels also, that we, Allah Ta'ala say, we have made some of them white, some of them red, and some of them pitch black. This also, don't you see who has made this? And just like these tunnels or these valleys that have got different colors, like that land also has got different color. As a person walks, he will see somewhere there is white sand, somewhere there is black sand, somewhere there is red sand, and then all the sand, it indicates to what is below it again. That for Allah Ta'ala in another ayah says that Allah Ta'ala has made the earth joined all one with another, but they are all different effects below them. Below some sand there is a diamond mine, and below other sand there is a coal mine. Other sand is only fit for a banana plantation. Another sand is only fit for a mealy plantation. Allah has made all this by which a person should recognize Allah Ta'ala. A person has to be extremely blind not to see Allah Ta'ala. And that is why kufr is called blindness, that they can't see the hand of Allah that is working all the time. And another great lesson, and how beautiful the Quran Sharif is, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ. اور آدمیوں میں اور کیروں میں और चौपाइयों में कितने रंग है इसी तरह. एंड देन अगेन लुक एट द डिफरेंसेस इन मैन अगेन एंड इन एनिमल्स एंड इन इंसेक्ट्स एटसेट्रा एंड एनिमल्स दे ऑल्सो हैव गॉट डिफरेंट कलर्स लाइक दैट. Different colors in their temperaments also. Somebody is very soft-natured, somebody is very hard-natured, somebody is very outspoken, somebody is a recluse and just keeps to himself. How Allah has made people different. Then the complexion of people also. How Allah has made different people with different complexions again. And the animals also, Allah has made them all different. Allah has made horses, Allah has made cows, Allah has made what different types of animals, different colors also. One judge asked Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayh that I wish to ask you a question. When the British were ruling India, and you should not feel offended, he said, by all means ask. He said, I see that we white people, we are all one color white. But you Indian people, you are all different colors. Somebody is dark, somebody is lighter, somebody is in between. Why is this difference? So he told him, I will reply, but I hope you don't feel offended. He said, no, I asked the question, go ahead. He told him that, horses are all different colors. You get a red horse, a brown horse, a white horse, a black horse. But donkeys are all one color. So in that, he made them all donkeys. So anyway, Allah has made animals also different in colors, etc. And then after all this, Allah says, who takes the greatest lesson? Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. Allah se darte wahi hai uske bandon mein jinko samajh hai. And only those people fear Allah Ta'ala amongst his servants who have got this understanding. Though the Arabic word here for in the Quran Sharif is ulama, but Hadrat has translated it with those who have understanding. By which detailed explanation is given by Mufassirin that not just a customary alim is meant here, but a person who has got knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. And he knows the mercy and he knows also the severity of Allah Ta'ala. That person is truly who is referred to. You don't have to be a customary alim, but a person who has got marifat of Allah, who has recognized Allah. That person will automatically recognize Allah Ta'ala and fear Allah Ta'ala. But a person, if he has got great knowledge and is called an Allama also, but if he does not observe the commands of Allah, he does not fear Allah, he does not fit in this category and definition of ulama of the Quran Sharif. For this is that a person's life confirms to that knowledge. And this is that a person first makes his tazkiyah. That is the true knowledge. Then he gains the marifat and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah Azizun Ghafoor. Tahqeeq Allah Zabardast hai Bakhshne Wala. Undoubtedly Allah is all powerful. So a person should fear Allah. Fear the punishment of Allah. Allah himself is to be loved. But what is to be feared? Our disobedience of Allah, on which Allah becomes angry and Allah punishes a person. That has to be feared. And in the same, which again the love of Allah is made so manifest that though Allah is so powerful and he has the full right when you have disobeyed him, after he has given you your existence, he has given you all your ni'mats, and you still disobey him, he has the full right now to punish you. But he says, I'm ghafoor also. Just ask me for forgiveness and I will forgive you. Not only that, I'm prepared to forgive you, I promise I will forgive you. You just beg of me for my forgiveness. After a person has committed sin for 99 years, and in 1 second he asks for forgiveness, Allah forgives that person. So merciful and kind is Allah Ta'ala. And the sign of those ulama, they are, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ جُو لُوگ پَرْتِ هِي كِتَابَ اللَّهِ كِي. Those who regularly make the tilawat of the Quran Sharif as it's supposed to be done. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ or سیدھی کرتے ہیں namaz. And they perfect their namazes. Not only that they perform their namaz, but they are concerned to correct and perfect the namazes. وَانْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيًّا اور خرج کرتے کچھ ہمارا دیا ہوا چھپے اور کھولے. And what we have given them in wealth, they spend that sometimes privately and secretly, sometimes openly. Especially what is for us, zakat, it should be more overdone. done openly. And what is optional, lilla, that should be done secretly. Or when the occasion demands it, to encourage other people, do it publicly. And when there isn't that, then do it secretly. Yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur. Umidwar hai ek vyapar ke jisme tota na ho. And they have hope of a business in which there is no loss. That is the business of the akhirat. They spend their time, they spend their wealth, they invest all their capabilities for the akhirat. Such a business in which there is no loss. So in these ayat, Allah has shown His great, great qudrat by which a person should recognize Allah. A person who acquires this, he is a real alim. And that alim, the qualities are, then you will see this qualities in his life. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.